I don't know that this will be necessary, but so I'm up in the press box, and what initially happened was I'm on the phone checking on the baby and making sure she's still pooping and eating between periods, and he's walking down the hall. I'm in the hallway. He's walking down the hallway toward the bathroom, I imagine.
Why would you imagine that?
I'm just, 'cause that's all that's back
okay,
there.
Okay,
I'm not being a jerk.
Stop taking shots at him.
No, I'm not. But the thing is, I gave him the I'm on the phone, but head nod as he's coming down. You know, the head up like, hey, what's up? That's all. I do that to people I recognize.
What up, dog?
Do it to Doug Armstrong, too. You know, and he gives the head nod back. And then he gives me a little love.
Right, a dap.
And he knew he cold stared me. And as he walked by, his head turned, continuing to cold stare me.
Stink eyes, they call it in Hawaii.
Uh-oh.
Stare me down.
Uh-oh.
So I'm thinking,
Braveheart face.
All right, here's a bit.
Stink eye.
And I was actually thinking in my head, maybe I should go over to him and I'll ask him, hey, would you consider doing some kind of an on-air bit, challenge, athletic challenge, whatever, just, you know, keep this thing going.
And celebrity boxing?
Yeah, and I knew, knowing his lack of sense of humor, I knew he would say no, but I thought I was going to do it to amuse myself because I was getting bored, stars were rolling, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Bored at the Stars game, so.
So time to target poor Nui again.
No. So I go over to, again, like he's ever at a Stars game. There had to be only one reason he'd be at a Stars game. So I went over and I'm talking to Jimmy the Saint Christopher, who is there reporting for the station.
Jimmy Christopher.
And I'm just standing there talking to Jimmy. And Nui walks up to me. And.
Uh-oh.
I stuck out my hand to shake his hand.
Right.
You know, like I do Rick Renner, like I do Deli Man.
Sure.
I witnessed all of this.
Okay. And Jimmy, go ahead and confirm. We also have Brian on the line. Let's bring him in here.
Brian is like a...
Hey,
what?
Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
You work at KNTU?
Yes.
Lovely. All right, yeah. So...
And you were sitting there next to Jimmy, on the other side of me, and Jimmy was on the other side of me, and...
Yeah, I was sitting there.
So your job is pretty much here to make sure Dan doesn't make anything up, all right?
Okay.
Okay.
And add whatever you can.
All right.
Whatever's in your bag, okay?
Okay.
So Nui walks up and he does not return handshake. Okay?
Okay.
I knew there was trouble when that didn't happen.
So he just gives me this look and he's like, and he's right in my face. I mean, he's... You know, the close talker on Seinfeld was Judge Reinhold. He's a little bit of a close talker.
Okay.
So he's like, hey, man, and I don't know if I'm going to get this all in the correct order because there's a ton.
But you have extensive notes there from what happened.
He was like, as much as you talk about me, you know, I figured you want a piece of me. You know, I mean, you.
Like a piece of you.
Well, and he's like, you know, and I'm like, what? Ow! What? And he's like, I figured, you know, all the times my name come out your mouth, you want a piece of me. You know, all this, the segment on why I hate Nui. I mean, I figured you want a piece of me. You want a piece of me? And I'm like, slow down. Are you asking me, do I want to physically fight you right here? And he's like, here? You want to go outside? We can go down to a room down. The Stars have all these media rooms, like they're for visiting radio and TV and
right,
stuff.
But some of them are empty.
Always, there's three empty.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to go down to a room down there? I mean, I figured you want a piece of me. You want to back up what you say? And I'm going, so again, I just want to confirm. You are asking me, do I want to physically fight you here at the press box? Do I want to physically fight you?
And this whole time he was doing the neck grab.
Knew he was or Dan?
Yeah. No, knew he was of
Knew he put
of
his
Dan.
Hand on my shoulder.
On the shoulder grab.
I don't know,
grab.
Some kind of intimidating gestures, supposedly.
Really?
I couldn't really hear him yelling, though, because Dan was facing me, so I could hear everything what Dan was saying, but knew he had his back to me, but I guess he was more firm, but he wasn't really yelling.
No, he wasn't yelling.
No, because I was looking over there, and I thought, are Dan and Nui making nice? Is this possible?
So, and then he's, you know, going on and on, and I go, and he said something again about the Nui hate segment. I go, you know, dude, we had this same thing a year ago. 1 year ago, we talked right here. In fact, you know, and he's like, I figure you want a piece of me. You want to back up what you say. I go,
what do you mean back up?
I go,
what?
I've never said that
you
I would.
A torch?
Well, I said I never said I would want to physically fight you. So if I had said that, then I guess I would back that up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you want, and I said this, I go, you want me to talk about the Why I Hate Nui segment and back that up? Yes, I'll talk about that again right now. Do you want to talk about that now? And
how's the tone at this point, Brian?
It's pretty tense. Actually, I didn't pay attention to it much. I was kind of doing my own thing, and I heard a couple F-bombs.
Not for me.
Words, no. And I thought it was a bit. I thought this whole Nui thing was a bit from the get-go.
So did I.
Yeah, so I thought they were just joking around, and after a while, I could feel some hostility there, so I knew it was something.
All right. So at this point, as he's talking to me and saying the same thing over and over again, I kind of, my whole brain went into slow motion, and I took the opportunity that I've never had before to examine his really weird teeth. I've always...
Well, you think this is going to help, right?
Well, I've always thought when I watch TV that, you know how you have two front teeth and there's the line in the middle separating
them.
Look
at that face. Look at those teeth.
And watch him on TV. He has a front tooth right in the middle and then two on the other side of him. It's wrong. His mouth is set up wrong, but I took the opportunity at point blank range to check that out. So watch that on TV. Back to... Do you want a piece of me? Do you want a piece of me?
He wants to fight you. Do you believe if you were willing, he would have fought you last night?
If I said, yeah, I'm going to back
it up. Let's take this outside.
Let's go ahead. And he would have pulled off his jacket. And
yeah, I agree with that, too. The tension level was very high.
So here's a guy with two big-time major market jobs, and he's willing to risk it all because don't you think if he's starting a fight in the press box, don't you think he could lose his job?
I guess, I wonder
this
if it's
is
one
that
of those
important
things where
him?
He never really would, but he's trying to put fear into me, and I think his goal...
That's insane.
I think his very ill attempt at his goal was to get me to stop talking about him, but I'm thinking he went about it the entirely wrong way. Well, anyways, back to, do you want a piece of me? And I'm like, dude, you're not raising the bar if you're saying you can kick my ass. I mean, look across the row here. Everybody can beat me up.
Of course. That was the best line.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah, I'm like,
I thought that too.
You know, it's not anything to brag about to say you could beat me up. You know what I mean?
This is so ridiculous. He actually wants to fight?
So, like he's like, you're going to back up what you say? He kept saying the same thing over and over, you know? And back up what I say.
But this whole time...
I've never said I can beat Nui up, so I'm going to now back that up and beat you up in the American Airlines Center.
Well, it was obvious he came there with one intention, because after the whole confrontation was over, he was gone.
Yeah, he just went right to the elevator and was gone.
You know, I saw him down in the dinner room before having a pre-fight meal.
Okay, I'll bet he did. So he's like, hey, if you're not going to back it up, so this is where he's going now. If you're not going to back it up, then my name shouldn't come out your mouth. My name shouldn't come out your mouth. And I go, hold on a second. You're a public figure.
We all are. You know, if we're on the air, we are subject to goofing.
He's even more so. He's on TV every night doing sports. I said this to him. I go, should I not bring up Quincy Carter then? If he's upset with my opinion on his deal, should I not bring up Quincy Carter? And he's like, you won't back up what you say. He's not listening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
so how did it end?
Well, I'm like, dude, so you're saying that you want to fight me? You would fight me?
That is incredible.
Here? And he's like, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to hit you because I'll bet you're a, what's the word that rhymes with wussy that begins with a different letter? I think we all know it.
Yeah.
I bet you're a P who would call the cops. Who would call the cops on me.
Gosh, like, is this guy serious?
What? And I'm just like...
Yeah, I won't punch you because you might call the cops. I've got you figured out.
But I'm just like, this was never about a fight, was it? Did it ever start? Did I ever say I can beat up... Like I just said.
How did this get here? How did we get to this point?
Groups can beat me up. You know? I'm not physically stronger than anyone. I figured... If he wants to go into battle of words, I mean, isn't he on the radio every day? Isn't he...
Or on TV.
On TV every day? Shouldn't that be where our battleground is?